Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Number five.
But something fun. You're rich. Go ahead, check it out.
Right?
Number five, the White Sox lost yesterday.
Is that why you're not wearing them today?
No, you just saw me walk in with my face mask.
Oh, shoot. That's right.
My White Sox face mask.
I can't keep up.
So I was watching the game. It was a good game. I feel like at the end of the game, if you're a Sox fan, you saw them care. And that's all you really wanted going into game three. That they cared and they really wanted to win. So hopefully they could put that effort out in game three. The Cubs lost. Tom, what do you guys say?
Sad.
He learned to be quick.
He didn't put your mic down. You can say something encouraging. It's not over yet.
He's rubbing salt in the wound, Nina.
No. I'm not. I'll tell you what happened. I went to go run yesterday with my brother. And I tell him I was on NBC Sports, whatever, The Rush. And I was on with Pat Boy. And I told him about the Cubs. I think he even said the same thing to Tone. I said, listen, the pitching is great. The Cubs hitting is what the problem is. They're fourth worst in the league at 220. And what happens? They only put up one run yesterday. And then, so then my brother calls me all upset because
You were right.
Because I was being a sports analyst on a sports station and I said what I thought was right. So anyway, game 3 and 2 respectively happened today at 1 and 2 o'clock. So make sure you go ahead and watch the game and support your team.
And scream.
Damn it, this thing is working today.
Number four.
Okay, Gabe, you were talking not even that long ago about how you wanted to somehow get into the Guinness Book of World Records.
I did, yes.
You wanted to find something to break a record. Well, there's a woman, maybe you could beat her. She's in there for the most tattoos of the same musician. It's a British woman. I love that Tone's laughing at this. Mm-hmm. There's a British woman named Nikki Patterson. She's got 16 tattoos of Eminem, like portraits all over her body.
I saw that and I thought to my, I genuinely thought to myself, could I get 17 small faces on me?
And who would it be though? Because it has to be the same person.
Whoever.
Oh, you don't have a preference?
I care more about being in the Guinness Book of World Records.
You could get get 17 little Daddy Yankee faces, and so then everybody would be like, and you could just be like, it's me, guys.
No. I'd probably do somebody along the lines of like Christina Milian.
Oh, okay.
I'd do like Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I'd do somebody maybe like that.
Okay.
But
RBG,
who would you put?
All over you?
Who would you put?
Who would I put? Maybe I would put like, I don't know. Who do I love?
Oh, man.
Who do I love enough? Justin Bieber, maybe.
Okay.
That's a good one. I really had to think about that, guys. I'm not going to get a Bieber tattoo. Not going to get a Bieber tattoo.
Number three. Have you ever seen Pretty Woman? I know you have. Telephone Tone, have you?
I've seen it.
Okay, just want to see how far, how young I can go on this story. Pretty Woman, Julia Roberts, super like iconic movie. But Jason Alexander, the guy who was in Seinfeld, he was in that movie and he played like a creepy role. And he went on to tell people that for like months, his life was ruined because of that role. And then I want to say something after this.
Right now, I am just freaking out.
Hey, get off me. Hey.
Ow. So that's the scene right here.
It's George.
Come on.
George Costanza.
And doing exactly what you loved. Now get out of here.
Now, what he said is that when he would walk the streets, women would punch him.
Oh, wow.
He got spit on one time by a woman.
Oh, my gosh.
And my thing is, like, don't we know it's a movie?
It's acting. Yeah, you would think so.
But you
so.
Watched a movie. You can't possibly think that the guy is like, I hate what you did to that girl. But that was me. I was getting paid to like read a script. They wrote that for me.
God, maybe back then they just didn't understand the difference in like movies. Maybe because like social media wasn't
back
a thing.
Back then, like we're so young. Like,
all the way back then. Number two.
I mean, it could be. Man, speaking of back then, if you go in your freezer right now, do you have an item in there that's just like old? Like, I didn't even realize the other day when I started to think about this. I think I've got blueberries in my freezer from like when I first moved to Chicago.
Smart.
I don't even know if they're still good.
Always, they froze them.
But I mean, don't they get like frozen stale? Isn't that a thing?
Did you just throw them in the freezer or did you put them in a freezer bag?
They're in a bag, but that's not the point. Not my blueberries. But there's a new contest that's looking for a person with the oldest pizza in their freezer.
Oh.
Because if you've got one of those big freezers, you've got a whole bunch of stuff in there. And it's actually Papa Murphy's Pizza. They're holding a contest to try to find the person with the oldest frozen pizza. Then you have to send a picture of the expiration date. And then you can get an entire year worth of like supply of free pizza. Papa Murphy's is trying to hook you up.
This is what happens when you don't have good idea people working for you.
I think it's kind of funny. You just moved into a new house, so you don't have anything that's super,
Nina,
super old.
How long would a frozen pizza last in your house?
My house?
My house seat too. Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say.
But like, I'm fat. I like to eat all that.
Somebody came up with a bad idea, and like their cousins was like, you should do this. Someone was like, yeah. No, bad idea.
Oh, well, that's they're trying.
Number one.
I'm trying to think, what is the oldest thing I have in my freezer?
Right?
Probably some sofrito or something.
So I'm just chilling there.
Number one story I have for you. Speaking of old, you guys remember Weird Al Yankovic? Damn, Gabe is going back today.
Yeah, I like it.
Weird Al Yankovic. I try to find any moment I can to play some music on this show, especially in the top 606. So this is a song he did after the presidential debate. It's called America is Doomed, the musical.
Great.
And what he did was he took their vocals and he auto-tuned it. But damn, there's some good parts in here from a musical standpoint.
Got it.
2020 is a raging hellscape. Any ideas on how to stop a worldwide plague?
We should be providing people the help they need. He knew back in February it was a deadly disease.
This is my favorite part right here.
What did he do? He's on tape acknowledging he knew.
Really?
He waited and waited and waited, and he didn't even tell you.
President Trump did a phenomenal job. People said that.
Well,
we got the gowns, we made the ventilators, we got the masks. I don't wear masks like him. Every time you see him, he's got a mask. The biggest mask I've ever seen. The biggest mask I've ever seen.
You guys.
That's my part right there.
Gabe is singing.
The biggest mask I've ever seen.
And
the biggest mask I've ever seen.
With his hands right now. Like he is jam. In it.
It is a vibe, bro.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to play it again. Look at you right here.
I don't wear masks like him. Every time you see him, he's got a mask. The biggest mask I've ever seen. The biggest mask I've ever seen.
I'm looking for my phone. I want to make a video of you so bad.
Too late, Nina.
Oh, dang.
Oh, man, guys. That's how I want you to start every Monday with a little laughter, all right?
And dancing. That's
we are Gabe and Nina on B96.
Good morning. We're hitting you with a little TBT, you know, throwback trivia. It's when we give you a question about a song, a movie, and a TV show to find out how old school you are.
We're so glad you're here. 6:20 a.m., 9:20 a.m. each and every weekday.
It's so true. 877-591-9696. Use that number if you know the answer to this question about a TV show. This American musical dramedy first aired in 2009. The show takes place at McKinley High School, where the students express themselves best through song. The show stars actress Leah Michele, the late Naya Rivera, Jane Lynch, and more. What's the name of the show?
All right. A lot of celebrities, a lot of stars off of that show. But do you know which one it is? Come play TBT and call right now, 877-591-9696. You'll be up next. It's B96.
How you guys doing this for?
Chilling, man.
Good, thank you.
Dude, you know the only thing I know about Lockport is that the property taxes are super high. Do you ever hear your parents complaining about it?
It's so bad they actually moved up north.
I told you, Nina. I'm telling you, it's the only thing I hear about Lockport. All right, perfect. Hey, Ryan. All right, you ready for your first question? You just heard it, Ryan. Here we go.
Okay. This American musical dramedy first aired in 2009. The show takes place at McKinley High School, where the students express themselves best through song. The show stars actress Lea Michele, the late Naya Rivera, Jane Lynch, and more.
All right, Ryan, it's one of your favorites. What is it?
Is it Glee?
Yes, Ryan, it's Glee. Did you sing along while you watched?
Honestly, I've never watched the show. Jane Lynch gave it away and Naya Rivera.
Okay, well, I'm proud of you. All right, we'll see if we can keep going, Ryan. Here's the next one about a movie. The live-action version of Lady and the Tramp was released last year, but the original came out in 1955. One of the most memorable scenes is when Lady and Trusty accidentally go in for a kiss while sharing a meal. What were they eating, Ryan?
All right, Ryan, what is it?
Spaghetti and meatballs.
Uh-oh, Ryan, I think I'm singing to you today.
Nina's third question is, are you single?
I didn't even correct him, so hey. All right, Ryan, here it is. Ariana Grande teamed up with this Starboy singer for a song called Love Me Harder that was released in 2014. What's his name?
All right, Ryan, for the sweet, what is it? Tip of your tongue, Ryan.
I was ready to serenade you and everything.
I'm disappointed. Who was it?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's The Weeknd.
I'm a star boy. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan. Where are you on your way to right now?
I'm on my way to the train station to go to work.
Okay, you work downtown?
Yeah.
You've been back this whole pandemic or not?
Luckily, I was able to work from home for a little bit, but we just went back to the office a month or so ago. So,
how do you feel about the trains, Ryan?
On my line, actually, not that many. There's probably like maybe three people in each cart. So,
oh, good.
Not too many on my line, but a couple other lines. I think they've been starting to get a little bit busier, but for my line personally, not too bad.
All right, Ryan. Well, we appreciate you listening to us, man. Thanks for choosing us on your quick commute to the train. But don't forget, you can download the radio.com app and fall asleep to us while you're riding into the city. Gabe and Nina, B96. Halloween is going to be lit. And we'll tell you how in just a second. But first of all, it's the first of the month.
It is. It's the first of the month. It's a full moon tonight.
October.
Your rent is due. Boo.
I cannot. We talked about this on the radio. I never pay my mortgage on time.
I know.
I'll just be like, man, what if I need this? What if I die?
And then you didn't spend your money?
I'd rather my money go to somebody else than my mortgage.
Hey, you got to figure it out.
Pay it off. Anyway, it is the first of the month. Are you excited about just Halloween time? Spooky time.
I love October for so many reasons. Yeah. Yes, for like the little scary stuff. But I just like, I even have this fantasy. Like one day I like want a house that's all decorated with Halloween themed stuff. And I want like it to smell like apple cider when you walk in the doors. Like, I just love all of the fall things, foliage and the lawn, skeletons hanging from windows.
I just feel like it's October 1st, so I need to come to grips with the fact that summer's over.
Oh, yeah, it's gone.
I know. I've been hoping.
You've been holding on like a psycho ex. Stay.
Yeah. I've been looking out my window. Are you there? No?
What about now?
So now that it's fall, I'm fully embracing it, and I'm understanding that I have to do it. Like, even today, I didn't even wear a hoodie today. I wear a hoodie every day.
You do, actually.
Every day. And today I was just like, no, summer, maybe. Either way, the point is, I'm trying to remind you the way I'm being reminded that it's October 1st, I'm trying to tell you.
You decorated your house already. You got pumpkins and ghosts outside your home.
I did that back in September.
See? So you got to embrace it.
And that was because my girl twisted my arm.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
He's still holding on.
Something else that's scary, guys, is that if Martha wins today on Wake Up Wars, we got to pay for her breakfast.
Yours is way better.
Martha, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, guys.
We got some good suggestions yesterday of breakfast places in your area.
Sweet.
Yeah, so let me see. Because you're from Crown Point.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, when you said jam, I guess that's the place.
Toast and jam.
Toast and jam. Nina went right over there and started looking at it. And you said it was delicious, right?
Googling the menu?
Yes, it was.
I heard Omelet House in Sherrillville, Indiana is amazing.
Ooh.
Someone wrote that. Anyway, the point is,
start thinking about it, Martha.
I told her, I told this other girl, oh, I'm from Sherrillville and Toast and Jam is the best. Also Jelly in Merrillville. And I said, let's hope she doesn't get breakfast. Just being honest.
I don't think you're ready for this jelly. I couldn't.
All right, guys. If Martha wins today, she gets breakfast. So it's your job to stop her. All right, we need one contestant right now, 877-591-9696, to take her on. Martha, you think you're going to win?
I hope hope so.
She's been studying all week, guys. All right, hold on, Martha. All right, call up now. Be on our team. Team Gabe and Nina, we join forces to be on your team.
Team Block.
Team Block.
Block Martha.
All right, 877-591-9696. And then don't forget, at 705, it's the Baby Daddy check-in. All that next on B96. Each and every weekday, 7:05 and 9:05 a.m., it is the Baby Daddy check-in, two dad jokes, and a beautiful baby update about my daughter, Whitney.
I can't wait.
So here is your first dad joke. You know, yesterday I was just contemplating, my girl went to bed early, and I'm like, is my girl dissatisfied with my body?
What?
And a tiny part of me says yes. Self-deprecation, guys. It's all right.
He's smiling real big before he told that joke.
The baby daddy check-in is that, so I've learned that we bought this new toy, or I bought this new toy yesterday for my daughter so she can sit up.
Oh, good.
She can sit up now.
She's big.
Yeah, so we were putting on this lounger where it's like a, I don't know, a big pillow with a divot in it. Mm-hmm. So we would put her on that, you know, month 0 through 4.5. And then she started doing these like ab crunches on the thing. She would be like, huh. She'd be trying to sit up because she didn't want to lay down anymore. She's like, I'm a big girl.
I want to be with you guys.
So then I was like, okay, we didn't want to pull out her high chair. So we bought this little thing where she sits, and then it has like a ring around it, and it has all these toys on it. It's really cool.
Oh, cool.
But the thing what I've learned with my daughter is she needs an introductory toy.
What do you mean?
Like, you know how you go hang out with, let's say if you went with a friend somewhere,
uh-huh,
and there was a bunch of new people there.
Yeah.
If you couldn't be there by yourself, you'd be uncomfortable. You would need like somebody to introduce you.
Got it.
And then you could hang out with everybody.
Uh-huh.
So my daughter has a pink unicorn.
So you start her there.
So I put the pink unicorn on the play thing. So she sees the pink unicorn and says, oh, that's my girl right there.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all are cool with her? All right, y'all are cool then.
I'm so excited about this. I'm like, I want that. Can I do it too?
That's the funniest thing in the world. Either way, my little baby girl sitting up now. It's absolutely crazy. So it makes me very happy to see that in her new toy.
That was so fast.
All right, second dad joke. So did you hear, Nina? You know, it's October. There's mummies everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And a mummy covered in chocolate and nuts has been discovered in Egypt.
Okay.
Archaeologists are referring to it as a Pharaoh Rocher. Pharaoh.
Oh, I get it.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, all right, guys. Martha in Crown Point needs one more victory to get the breakfast on Wake Up Boys.
Will she do it, or will there be a block? We're playing next on B96.
Waking up is already a battle. But now it's time for the war. Wake Up Wars on B96.
Tom, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Martha, you there?
Yes.
Excuse me, I don't want to disrespect you. Queen Martha.
Get it right.
There. I know, my bad. Martha from Crown Point, guys, has won 2 in a row on Wake Up Wars. And if she wins one more, then Nina and I have promised to purchase her some breakfast. I think it's only fair.
Absolutely fair, but that's a lot of pressure on your shoulders, Queen Martha. Can you handle it?
Oh, my goodness. I'm like ready for this.
Ooh, okay. Well, Martha, you won yesterday, so you get to decide who goes first on Wake Up Wars.
I will let them go first.
All right, Tom, you're going first. Martha, right. Hang on.
All right, Tom, here we go. You're going to get that female-centered question, a male-centered question, and a Chicagoland question. You could get the block today, Tom.
Not only are Nina and I rooting for you, our wallets are too. It's crazy.
All right, I'll do my best.
Okay, I'll take the enthusiasm, Tom. Here's the first female-centered question. A small earring that doesn't dangle at all, like a small diamond, is called a what?
Stud.
Good job, Tom. That one made me nervous. Right. Okay, here we go. The number one sold four-door sedan in the U.S. in 2019 was the Camry. So if you have one and see others on the road, it's not because you just bought one and now you see them everywhere. They just are actually everywhere. What car company makes the Camry?
The Dodge?
Dude.
You're in the wheelhouse. I think he got a little confused. I got to read these questions before I do this.
Yeah.
You should know what a Camry is, Tom. I'm going to charge you $10 for this.
It's field week on the show. We're going to tell you about a place with the word field in it, and then you just have to tell us which one it is. This field is located 35 minutes north of the city. And by the name, you'd expect Bambi to live there. It starts with a D. What field are you in? Damn it, Tom.
I know, no idea.
Hang on a second, Tom. All right, Martha in Crown Point. How do you like your eggs? Tom only got one question correct today. Oh, man.
Here we go.
I don't understand how you're on my team, yet I hate that you're about to win.
Because he doesn't like to give his money out.
Oxymoronic right now. Okay, here's your first question. A small earring that doesn't dangle at all like a small diamond is called a what?
A stud.
Question number two. The number one sold four-door sedan in the U.S. in 2019 was the Camry. So if you have one and you see others on the road, it's not because you just bought one and now you see them everywhere. It's because they literally are everywhere. So what car company makes the Camry?
Toyota.
And then question number three, as you already know, it's field week on the show. So we're going to tell you about a place with the word field in it and you just tell us which one it is. This field is located 35 minutes north of the city. And by the name, you'd expect Bambi to live there. It starts with a D. What field are you in?
When I brushed up on my field, it's Deerfield.
Martha.
Toast and jelly, we're coming for you, buddy. All right, hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Tom on the north side. Queen Martha is worthy of her crown and her reign. She got all three questions correct today.
She did.
Oh, good. Well, good job, Martha.
Aww.
Sorry, I let you guys down.
Yeah, that's all right, Tom.
It's okay, Tom.
I'll send the bill to your house.
I feel like we all just need to throw our money up in the air and let Martha dance.
So hold on. Let's go over the first one.
Okay, the first one is a stud. You both got that one correct.
Number two, it is a Toyota Camry.
Toyota. Yeah, I should have got that.
And the last one, the field, guys, is Deerfield.
Oh, Jesus.
Tom, that's where Bambi would live, bro. Bambi would live in Deerfield. I try to be clever with it.
That's harder. Right. Yeah. It's harder when you're on.
Hey, Tom, we appreciate you for listening to us on your way to wherever you're headed today. It takes a lot.
You guys are wonderful, man. Thank you.
Appreciate
that. Thank you, Tom.
And Martha, all right. So I know since you've studied, I know you already thought about what you're going to order. What is it?
I really like their waffles.
I knew it.
See, she's got a plan. You're going to get strawberries and whipped cream on that?
I was already thinking about it.
All right, Martha. Okay, well, enjoy your food. Thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few days. And have a great week, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Oh, yeah, no problem. No problem.
Good job, guys. All right, shout out Crown Point. You better be proud of your girl.
I'm salty. You can see my face.
You should see his face. He's like,
oh, great.
I got
the salty face on.
Well.
Is this what it feels like to lose wake-up pores?
Why you gotta look at me?
Because I needed to cheer myself up. Tomorrow on the show, two brand new contestants, right, Nina?
Brand new, starting fresh.
Exactly. So if you want your shot at some breakfast, then you got to make sure you're here 6:55 a.m. to play Wake Up Wars with us, Gabe and Nina.
You could be Martha. Get your waffles with whipped cream.
I don't know if we're making enough per hour to pay off this debt that we...
I know. People are smart. We need to make these questions harder.
Can we write these? We can write this off.
I hope so.
I hope we can write
do
this
the numbers.
B96, Chicago's new hit music that was Go Crazy, Chris Brown, Young Thug, Young Thugger. I wonder if somebody would dress up as Young Thug for Halloween.
Maybe, or even Chris Brown.
Okay, so what we're talking about today is that I found a study that said 37% of people have repeated Halloween costumes.
Yeah, this music, though.
Because, man, it's October 1st. That's what you should be screaming over.
Oh,
I bet you people were just like, oh, damn, it's October 1st.
It is. Boo. That's what it did to you.
So 37% of people repeat their costumes on Halloween. So here's what we want you to do.
That's it? Doesn't it feel like there's more?
Than 37%?
Yeah. I don't know. I see a lot of the same costumes.
Nina's like, more people ain't like us. Tony, you ever repeated a costume?
Yes. I was a vampire 3 times in a row.
Yeah, you were.
That's whack.
I want to suck your blood.
That's whack.
I'm poor, Gabe. Can't afford new costumes every year.
I forgot what that's like. I have my go-to Halloween costume that I've repeated several times over.
Okay.
And it is a baseball player.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
What?
Do you change? Is there a name on it? Are you a certain baseball player? Okay. Or are you just like straight up generic baseball player?
Pre-baby, I had this White Sox jersey that I fit into. So I would just wear that and I'd have a glove and I'd just like go around because I don't like anything covering my face on Halloween.
Did you put the little black things underneath
nah,
your eyes?
No, that's too much work. I just put on a jersey, some baseball pants and a cup. And say trick or treat.
You gotta have that.
All right, 877-591-9696. We're kicking off October talking about some Halloween stuff. So I want to know what your repeat costume was. 37% of people say they have repeated a costume during Halloween season. Nina, what's yours?
If you think about it, this is the year to do the repeat, though.
Of course.
Where are you going?
This is the year to do no peat.
Yeah.
So don't dress up.
I have actually a box of costumes that I keep.
Jeez, of course.
Of course I do. But there's one that comes out to play more than all of the other ones.
Like on Halloween or just in general?
Well, I guess it's seen the light of August.
Okay.
Wonder Woman.
Oh,
that comes
gosh.
As no surprise. I have been Wonder Woman probably 5 times.
Wonder Woman?
Yes.
That's worse than my baseball player.
What do you mean?
Because at least my baseball, at least I switch it up. I might put a different jersey on.
Okay.
I might
boo,
try to, you know. Boo? Is it a boo?
Yeah.
Nina's Wonder Woman.
Exactly.
It's like an old costume.
It's a costume, though.
You probably
it
had
is
that.
A legit costume. Everybody knows what I am when I'm Wonder Woman. They're like, yeah. There's Wonder Woman coming down the street. I'm safe.
Okay. Listen, I just know that my baseball player with my glove, my authentic glove.
And your cup.
And a cup that I wear to get to say trick-or-treat in is definitely a better repeat costume than yours.
How many times have you worn the baseball costume?
17, 18 times.
You still have it?
I told you, pre-baby, I used to fit into this jersey. Now, I'll just, like, grab a T-shirt or something and still be a baseball player.
Still grab
anyway,
the cup.
All right, 877-591-9696. You know what I want you to do? I want you to tell me whose repeat costume is better.
Oh, you want to make this a competition?
My baseball player or your...
Wonder Woman? This is not a competition. I'm a real-life superhero. This is a costume everybody recognizes around the world.
Because nobody knows what a baseball player is?
Oh.
All right, here, how about this then? Because I'm so confident that people are gonna ride with Team Gabe on this one.
Oh, geez.
If more people call up and say that I win... Or that my costume is better, my repeat costume is better, then you got to get wrapped up like a mummy tomorrow on the show.
Everything's got to be a competition with this guy. He has to win all of the time.
No, I didn't say win. I might lose.
I know you will. I'm Wonder Woman.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying
Oh, you want to bet the same thing?
Yes, I'm saying is that if that's the case, I won't be mummified, but I will happily mummy you. Is that what you say?
Nina's like,
I'm gonna mummy
if I win,
you.
Can I wear the Wonder Woman costume to work?
I thought we were going to do that.
No.
I got it. It's in a box.
Okay. 877-591-9696. Whose repeat costume is better? And then whoever gets the most votes tomorrow, the loser gets wrapped up like a mummy.
Here we go.
All right. 877-591-9696. Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Hello.
Woo.
She's
for
got a
baseball player. 1, 2, 3 strikes.
You're out.
Call us now. It's B96. Up for grabs. One of us will be mummified tomorrow. Depending on whose repeat outfit is better.
Right. Like, this is even a competition, guys.
Gabe and Nina, B96. Kim in Downers Grove, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Okay, so first off, do you have a repeat costume that you've done multiple times?
Not anymore, but in the 80s, I rocked out Gumby for about 10 years.
Oh, that's
my
a great
gosh.
One, Kim.
Did you just paint your face green or you had an actual Gumby costume?
No, it was like a 7-foot life-size step into Gumby costume.
Okay, where is it right now?
Right.
I have no idea, but after about 10 years, it had such a stale beer smell. Like it had to go.
Because how do you even clean that? Like, you can't. Okay. So it just, like, accumulates.
Exactly. It's disgusting. Kim. This means you are definitely certified to be the judge in this competition. Whose repeat costume is better?
Wonder Woman.
Yeah, Kim, just tell him.
Wonder Woman.
That was easy.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah, everybody's a baseball player.
And every girl's not a Wonder Woman that I see outside? Everybody's flying in their invisible plane?
Mm-mm.
All these invisible planes everywhere?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Kim, thanks for the call.
Thanks, Kim. That was great.
Diana and Roselle, good morning. Hello. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here.
Good morning.
Okay, so what was one of your repeat costumes that you've done?
I've never repeated a costume. Sorry.
Oh, my gosh. That's so much hard work, Diana.
Are you rich or do you just love Halloween like that?
Neither.
Okay.
Okay.
So you do it for the gram then? So you make sure you never have a repeat picture?
Exactly.
I knew it.
Okay.
All right, Diana.
Diana.
I have repeat pictures, Diana. And go ahead and just tell them which costume, which one's better.
Wonder Woman all the way, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I'm noticing a trend here, guys. It's just women calling saying Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah,
right. We love her.
Diana, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's see here. Let's try a guy. Austin.
All right.
Austin, good morning.
Morning.
All right. Baseball player or Wonder Woman?
I want to say Wonder Woman. It's a great costume, but I'm going to go with a baseball player.
Thank you very much.
Austin.
Guy Austin.
Guy Austin. Is that because your repeat costume is also a baseball player?
No, it's a football player.
See?
Okay.
Big difference, Nina. Big difference. Huge difference.
Guys really should shake it up and be a soccer player.
Thanks
this
for the
year.
Call. Awesome. Oh, let me think what I should think of. I'm either going to go as Harley Quinn or I'm going to go as Wonder Woman. I mean, come on.
I've never been Harley Quinn.
Anyway. All right. Listen, tomorrow on the show, because right now the score is 2-1, Nina.
Mm-hmm. You're going to get mummified.
Somebody's going to get mummified on the show tomorrow.
Man, you're not going to be able to go to the bathroom for like hours.
Oh, stop it. Is this serious? Are you guys really thinking that Wonder Woman's a better costume than... Oh, dang, I messed that up. Do you really think that that's a better costume? I can't imagine that.
What do you mean? It's a superhero.
Okay. 877-591-9696. We're talking about repeat costumes. We want to hear yours.
Yeah.
But then we want you to go ahead and place a vote on which repeat costume is better between Nina and I. Wonder Woman, how original.
Oh, baseball player is way more original, obviously.
You never seen my glove.
It's the same outfit you use when you go play softball. See?
I got nothing. Shelly on the north side. Welcome back to B96.
Hi.
Hi, Shelly.
All right. Wonder Woman or the baseball player?
I hope I'm the deciding factor. So I'm going to say Wonder Woman hands down.
Thank you, Shelly.
Why? Why, Shelly? Tell me why.
She has taste.
Are you kidding? First of all, not everybody can rock a Wonder Woman costume, okay? Nina, I can totally picture Nina walking down the street in her beautiful Wonder Woman costume.
Thank you, Shelly. I have.
Anybody can be a baseball player.
Shelly, you know who else you see walking down the street? Other Wonder Women. All right, Shelly, thanks for the call. Chris, my boy Chris.
All right, Chris, what you
We're
got?
We're noticing a trend. Three girls have called up. Three girls have said Nina. One guy's called up. One guy said Gabe.
We got another one.
Who got the better repeat costume?
I got to go with the baseball, man.
Come on, Nina.
Okay, Chris, is your repeat costume a cricket player?
No, close though. I'm a zombie all the time.
Zombie.
Come on. That's God. You guys are in the same lane. He basically puts on his clothes and paints his face.
Nina, you are in our same lane, too. We're all in the same lane.
There's so much more that goes into the Wonder Woman costume.
Nina, you don't hate us because you ain't us.
You know, okay. You're right, Chris.
Thanks for
you're
the call. Right. I appreciate it. All right, Kayla, Northside, who has the better repeat costume, Gabe or Nina?
Okay, I'm going to give it to you, Gabe. I'm going to say a baseball player.
Okay. Why, Kayla?
Because he had me laughing so hard about this Wonder Woman costume.
I mean, come on. All these invisible planes, Kayla. There's invisible planes everywhere.
Oh, great. He's going to repeat his jokes.
Kayla, the parking lot's full.
Same jokes, Kayla.
I can't even do it. Nina, you got no jokes.
Because I just keep thinking about all the things. I was trying to point out Kayla, that guys just choose one sport, and then they are that sport all the time. I could even be a baseball player.
Nina, I could be Wonder Woman.
I would love to see you as
Kelly
Woman.
In Orland Park.
Yeah.
If Nina dresses up as a baseball player, she'll just be a baseball player. If I dress up as Wonder Woman, I'll be Superman. It's
not
easy.
See, that's not it though.
All right. First of all, Kelly, what's one of your repeat costumes?
I've been Flo from Progressive for multiple years.
Oh, okay. I love that one. Do you do the line and everything, Kelly?
I look so uncanny like her.
That's so cool. I got to be honest. One of my favorite commercials on TV right now is the one where her family is singing, "Oh, Danny boy, the lights." They be killing me with that one. Anyway, Kelly, all right, you are a tiebreaker here. Tomorrow on the show, one of us will be mummified, and that person is the one who has the worst repeat costume. But you're going to tell me who has the best repeat costume.
Say it loud, Kelly.
Sorry, Gabe.
It's Wonder Woman.
Oh, my God.
Ta-da. Thank you, Kelly.
Why, Kelly? Tell me why.
Thank you.
No, don't leave. Tell me why.
On any given weekend, you can see guys in baseball shirts, their jerseys.
Exactly.
It's not a costume. It's just a shirt.
But Kelly, I wear the baseball pants. I wear a cup.
And any given day, you can see people doing that too.
Come on, I see girls wearing Wonder Woman costumes on the lakefront all the time.
When are they there? God. I want to join that club.
Kelly, women walk around with lassos all the time.
I don't know what Gabe's doing. He's in some weird
all
stuff.
Right, Kelly, I'll talk to you later. Have a good one. Make sure you're here tomorrow.
Thank you, too.
All right. Yes. Are people going to get mad at us because we're going to use toilet paper tomorrow?
I don't know. We can recycle it.
Just, you know how that's going to go. We're going to do a video of you wasting toilet paper.
But we're going to recycle it, so just know that.
Okay, I like the caveat
there.
We're
going to mummify Gabriel tomorrow because Wonder Woman is just a better repeat costume. And then you guys can watch it all go down
Wonder
tomorrow.
Woman.
Oh, my gosh. We can
so
Facebook
original.
Live it. I'm
so
just
going
to wrap you. You won't be able to pee for a long time.
Oh, I'm a wonder. What should I dress up as this year? Oh, Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I'm going to post
right,
it.
I'm salty.
Look, there it is.
Anyway.
I found it.
877-591-9696. We already got the answers. Everybody on hold. We know who got the best costume.
Thank
repeat
you all
costume.
For voting for Wonder Woman.
But we are going to take your ear calls, though. We want to know what your repeat costume was, all right? 877-591-9696.
I've danced to this song as Wonder Woman.
What a cliche. Anyway, let me guess. You were dancing with a Beyonce.
I wish I was. That would have made it so much cooler.
Gabe and Nina, B96. It is sunny outside, but definitely cold. 49 degrees. But don't worry. Enjoy it because there's no rain.
Yeah.
That's exciting. So tomorrow, I'm going to be dressed up as a mummy.
I can't
wait. Dressed up as a mummy. I'm going to be mummified.
You're going to be mummified. It's going to be a full process. You're going to be able to watch it, see it, hear it. Oh, it's a full experience.
I'm not going to do it for a long time. I'm going to do it for the Facebook Live.
And then what? You're going to rip out of it like the Hulk breaking through?
I mean, you see these guns right here?
Oh, jeez.
You need a permit for these things.
Put them away.
Hey.
This is what he says when he walks around like a baseball player.
This is what I do.
He's really showing me his guns right now.
All right. So tomorrow, 7:30, make sure you're here so that way you can see me get mummified, whatever.
Oh, my God. It's going to be so fun.
But again, we did this because, guys, it's October.
Boom.
No matter how you slice it. And then
I love to do that.
I don't know if you guys know, Halloween's on a Saturday, and it's going to be extra spooky this year.
It's a full moon. And it's not just any moon. For those that follow, tonight is also a full moon, by the way, the harvest moon. But it's going to be a blue moon. You know, when you hear that whole saying, once in a blue moon, it's happening on All Hallows Eve.
Oh, I was thinking of a different saying. Can I get a blue moon?
Oh, that sounds good, too. Go ahead. Enjoy right. yourself.
Well, either way, blue moon and Halloween. Gabe is a mummy tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Be safe. I'm already Whatever. Thinking about Halloween. With the full moon, people are going to be crazy.
All right. Something else that's going to be scary, I should say, is sexy Spanish talk. But because it's October, we're trying to have a theme here. We're doing spooky Spanish talk.
You're going to bring your guns to the spooky show?
Ooh, mis pistolas. Bang, bang. All right, listen. We need a contestant right now. All right, guys. The phone number to B96 is 877-591-9696. All right. So we need a non-Spanish speaker to call up right now. Lines are wide open. I'm going to say something to you in Spanish. And then you're going to tell me whether or not what I'm saying is spooky or sexy. All right. 877-591-9696. And here's a little thing. The sexy ones have been, I guess they've been over the top sexy, like too sexy. They've been sexual instead of sexy. So I
toned it down.
Toned it down a little bit. I PG-13'd it.
So you're going to talk about your big guns?
No, that would be rated XXX. All right, 877-591-9696. Call us up now to play Sexy Spooky Talk. Janae, good morning. You ready to play Sexy Spooky Talk?
Yeah.
All right, first off, here's something that I need you to clarify for me. I thought that all black girls don't like Spanish dudes.
That's not true. I feel like Hispanic guys, Latino guys really like black girls. But we're scared to talk to y'all, but we like y'all. We just like y'all from a distance.
Right. I told my girl I wanted to steal her the first day I talked to her.
What did she say?
She said, well, I'm not doing anything after this. And she said, yeah, that's our biggest joke.
Oh, that's
She's
cute.
She's like, I can't believe I said yes the first day you asked if you could steal
her. That's cute. And look at her now. She's going out
with a baby, a five-month-old. All right, let's get this thing started. I'm going to say something in Spanish. You're going to tell me simply whether or not what I'm saying is sexy or silly. All right, Janae?
All right.
All right, number one. Me gustan mis humanos como me gustan pollo, pierna y muslo con un pedacito de salsita roja.
Oh,
Janae, is what he just said spooky or sexy?
I don't know what he played.
Take a guess, girl. Was it spooky or sexy?
I'm gonna say sexy.
That's gonna just be your answer for every one of them.
It was spooky. I said, I like my humans like I like my chicken. Leg and a thigh with a side of red sauce.
Are you sure that's not sexy?
Question number two, Janae. Here we go. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Cuando te despiertas, la tierra comienza a girar, pero bueno, para mí al menos, porque mi mundo gira a tu alrededor.
Okay, here we go again. Is that spooky or sexy, Janae?
I'm gonna say that was spooky.
Dang it.
Janae, I said, when you wake up, the earth begins to rotate. Well, for me at least, because my world revolves around you.
Aww.
I told you, I didn't want to make it rated X today. It had to be PG-13.
Now everybody's blushing instead.
All right, question number three. Let's see if we can get at least one right, Janae.
Okay.
Ese tipo y yo no tenemos nada en común. Fíjate, a mí me gusta dormir en una cama y nunca diría, quiero chapar tu sangre.
Are you fanning yourself right now, Janae? Was that sexy or spooky?
I'm going to say spooky because I've never heard those words before, except he said nada.
I like how in the beginning she was so confused. She's like, I'm going to say, no, it was spooky. I said that guy, but I didn't want to say Dracula because that's Dracula in Spanish. But Dracula and I have nothing in common. I mean, I like to sleep on my back and I'd never say I want to suck your blood.
Okay. Now that we're all clear.
Janae, you like Halloween or what?
Yes, I love Halloween.
What's your favorite repeat costume?
Well, I don't know. I try to be like a different, like, black girl from different, like, shows. Oh, like,
yeah.
I
want to
be Shanae this year
because
my name is Janae.
So. You just spoke Gabe's language. He's obsessed with Martin this year.
Well, Janae, you have a great one, okay? Thanks for listening to us.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
You go, girl.
See?
For real, though.
Here it is.
Martin's a classic. That's what my family grew up watching when we were young.
Oh, my gosh. So. What if you dressed up as Martin this year for Halloween?
I could do that.
And then what if Nicole was Gina?
Oh, that's a good one.
That's cute.
And the baby, what would the baby be? Bruh man from the fifth floor. All right, listen. When we come back, there's a little bit of controversy surrounding Naya Rivera's ex because he moved in her sister. I will tell you all the details surrounding that and the drama next, B96. It's bad enough if you lose the mother of your child. It's another thing if people start rumors about you saying that you're now an item with her sister.
Yeah.
It's really bad. Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. And Naya Rivera, former Glee star, passed away, obviously, in July.
So sad.
And so then her baby daddy, his name is Ryan Dorsey. I mean, first of all, as a parent of a new child, I can't even imagine losing my girl.
No way.
Because she does so much for my baby. You know what I'm saying? She definitely does the majority of the work. But that's because mothers can in that moment, especially the early stages. So I could see where if my girl would have passed, but I don't know if I can't speak for him, but I wouldn't bring in my girl's sister because she has a sister who has a kid, and I wouldn't bring her in and be like, come live here. But here's the thing, before we start playing these clips, guys, they were pictured at a store and the picture looks like they're holding hands. So everyone was up in arms about the whole thing, like, yo, what are you doing? And then he came out and said, the picture was blurry and it looks like we're holding hands, but we're really not.
I mean, whether they were or they weren't, why do we care?
Whether they were or they weren't?
I don't know. I didn't see the picture.
Yeah. No, I'm saying, but you just...
Yeah, I don't understand why everybody's so invested in this. They both just suffered a loss. And so I feel like if you find comfort in another person that loved that person and you're taking care of the child, to me, it makes perfect sense for them to be together right now.
And that's exactly what he said. He came out and explained why she moved into his house.
It's really sad that this is the world that we live in where people were raised to think it's okay to just spew hatred. I also hope if you ever have to deal with anything tragic that you'll have peace and never having people following you and take pictures and creating a false narrative.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's like you're dealing with the loss of, your child's mother. Mm-mm. And now people are coming up with these things. But the reason why he did it.
All you have is each other to lean on and to cry with. To have a young woman who is his blood, his TT, who's willing to
put her life on hold and sacrifice things.
Yeah.
Uproot her situation for the betterment of your child.
Nikayla Rivera. That's her name.
This is so sad.
Of course, she's 26 years old. Her sister just passed. And all she's trying to do is help out her little nephew.
Yeah.
That's all she's trying to do.
Makes perfect sense to me.
And the guy's probably going through too. Now, I'll tell you this, though. They're both beautiful. Nikayla Rivera and Buddy Ryan Dorsey, beautiful people.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, we've seen it happen.
If love blossoms out of this, then that's what it's supposed to be.
What?
But if it doesn't, I don't know. I just...
You'd be okay. You'd be okay with this? Let's say if Nia, you know, so let's say you'd be okay with this?
I feel like if I'm not going to be there, I mean, the two of them weren't together at the time of her passing, but...
Right, of course not.
If I'm not going to be there and there's somebody that I love that is, like, I mean, yeah, if I was alive, no. But if,
of course not.
But if I'm gone, yeah, I mean, there's kind of some peace there. And if you think about the kid, especially the child, he's got his family around him. So, yeah.
They talk about the fact that when you come into a situation like this, like Ryan is and Nikayla, where you're experiencing the same tragic event, that is what brings you closer together. People that have suffered or that have experienced hurricanes, natural disasters, they feel like they're bonded together more because of that experience. And this is no different. All that to say, leave them alone.
Oh, my God, please. Jeez. This world we live in, guys.
I mean, let them just be good human beings that are trying to raise a child and mourning in their own way. Because that's something to remember, guys. Everybody mourns their own way. So you shouldn't cast judgment on anybody. It's Gabe and Nina, B96. Now, there are a lot of stupid things in the Guinness Book of World Records, and Nina's going to tell you one of the stupidest ones in just a second.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait.
But first, it's currently 50 degrees, slight chance of rain throughout the late afternoon. So expect that later on into the evening. So enjoy the sun while it lasts.
It's a perfect evening to pull out the Guinness Book of World Records, start flipping through it, and see which one you're trying to break.
True.
Gabe's been talking about how he's trying to break a record for a while.
I mean, let's just be honest. If we want to gain some type of notoriety, if we want to be a respected morning show, I feel like we need to then break a Guinness Book of World Records.
I got it. I found the record that Gabe is going to break.
Not me.
There is a woman by the name of Nikki Patterson who has 16 tattoos of Eminem all over her body, and she holds the Guinness World Record for most tattoos of the same musician. That's a category.
Oh, I thought you were saying Eminem's. I was about to say, that's a delicious tattoo.
No, we're talking Eminem's face all over her body.
Now, if you could put, because I'm trying to think, if you're trying to see her body, it's probably all over her body.
Right.
Because I'm picturing if I were to do something like this, it'd be like on a sleeve, like an arm sleeve.
Okay.
And then it'd be just like a bunch of little faces.
Like a bunch of little faces?
Like cheetah print, but with people's faces.
Oh, that's like a band around your arm or something like that?
I was thinking more like a cheetah print, like a...
Oh, okay. I see where you're going there.
But just faces instead of...
All over the shoulder going down.
All right.
That's a good one.
Okay, so let's see, Nina. If you were going to break the world, Guinness Book of World Records, what artist or celebrity, what celebrity, not even artist, would you put on your body 17 times? She did it 16 times?
She did it 16, and then she just recently added another one. So there is now
so
a total
have to
of
be
17.
18. 18 times. Who are you putting on your body?
18 faces.
Who's worthy of that space?
I'm kind of going back and forth between two people.
Okay.
And maybe a cartoon. But, because Ariel from The Little Mermaid, that doesn't count? But I was thinking.
I would think that does.
Okay, because that's one of them. Justin Bieber or Mariah Carey.
You can't pick three people.
I can't decide. I have to pick one of those three. So if I just close my eyes, it's probably Mariah.
That's weird.
It's kind of cool, right?
No,
who
I said weird.
Who would you put on your body? It's weird to put anybody on your body.
17 Ninas on my body.
I dare you.
877-591-9696. Let's just say, in a fictitious setting, you were trying to break the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah.
And you had to put 18 little baby celebrity faces on you. Who would be the celebrity that you would put on you 18 times? 877-591-9696.
Oh, I can't wait to hear.
My first thought was Gandhi.
Okay. You should see my face right now.
Imagine you roll up on me. Now, that's a conversation starter.
And then are
those 18 little Gandhis on you?
And then, you know, it's funny. While you got Gandhi on you, if somebody says something sideways, you're going to be all, and then that's so against everything Gandhi.
It's just like, it's to remind me what's going on.
Peaceful.
I'm trying to think. Okay, I put 18 little bad bunnies on me.
That actually probably be cute. I bet you
he's bouncing around.
I bet you he's got one of those little tattoos that you can like wipe on. you know?
To go with his Crocs or whatever?
Yeah, totally.
All right. I say Bad Bunny and Gandhi. I think Gandhi's in the lead for me.
Okay.
Okay, but we want to hear from you guys, all right? 877-591-9696. Think about it. Seriously. If you had to put a celebrity on your body 18 times in order to get in the Guinness Book of World Record,
who would it be? Maybe I should do Ariel.
877-591-9696. So according to the Guinness Book of World Record, if you put a celebrity's face on your skin more than 17 times, you will be the new winner. So Elizabeth, in Oakland, whose face would you put on your body?
I would put Madonna.
Okay. Like Vogue Madonna?
Good question.
Or like now Madonna?
Vogue Madonna. Yeah. She's an icon.
Like a virgin Madonna.
The queen of Madonna. Pop. Like a virgin.
Mm-hmm. With a cross around her neck and everything.
With little Dennis Rodman's right next to them. Thanks for the call.
We got really excited.
Lisa on the north side. All right. Whose face would you put on there over 17 times?
I would do Frida Kahlo because she does all these self portraits.
Okay.
And I think that'd be pretty cool to just have it like all of, like a work of art on your body.
Lisa,
I think that'd
that's
be really
a good
cool.
One.
Lisa, I think it'd be cooler if all her eyebrows connected on all 17 faces.
Oh my God.
I know. He like, would, Lisa. Like little, he would.
Like a little piece of tinsel on a Christmas tree just going all the way down your arm. All right, Lisa, thanks for the call.
Meanwhile, I'm trying to grow my eyebrows like that. Becky and Hammond. Okay, let's play.
Hi.
Whose face are you putting on your body?
The Duke, John Wayne.
Ah.
Oh, that's a classic.
Are you putting him on there with little pistols, too, or just his face?
Yes, the pistols, the hat, the everything.
Oh, Becky
I
got
love
a,
that.
Becky got a crush.
She's got a plan. Becky, where on your body is are you getting the first tattoo?
Ooh, I would go for my thigh because it would just be where the...
Okay.
I put the guns and everything.
Let's go, okay. Becky. Guinness Book of World Records.
Bang, bang, Becky. Thanks for the call. All right, Damien on the south side. I said Gandhi. Nina said Mariah Carey. Who would you put on your body 17 times?
I would say Jeremiah, man. I would put Jeremiah all over my body because how I met my girlfriend, I met it by him. And
now your life
no,
is
No, we're genuinely waiting for the ending of that.
Yeah.
We're still confused. Now, that's the guy that sings Birthday Sex, right? From the guy from Chicago.
Julie? That's Birthday Sex, man. Whoa. I'm going to tell you what Birthday Sex.
Damien, are you drunk, bro? What's your problem, man? Jesse on the south side, who are you putting on your body 18 times?
Nina's face.
Oh, Jesse.
Ask him the same question. Nina, where is he putting
Jesse,
your face first?
You're getting the first tattoo of my face. Where is it going?
You know where I have the UPS logo on my shirt? That's where it's going to go.
Ah,
over
next
your
to his heart.
Heart. I don't know if I should be creeped out or flattered.
Jesse works in our building, so you better be careful. All right, Jesse, have a good
nice
one.
See you guys.
Bye, Jesse.
This is B96.
It's time for Nina at 9:30 on B96, giving you a little gem for the journey. And today is about that one question you need to be asking on dates. And I can't believe that this actually has to be a thing, but it does. I've even joked with my friends about asking it, but didn't think it was this serious. And it is. Listen very carefully. If you are single and you are out here and you are going on dates, take the time, when it makes sense, to ask if they're in a relationship. Seriously, look them in the eyes and ask. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and this comes off of actually Gabe, our lie detectors from yesterday, too. Okay. We found out that this dude was lying to this girl. He was living with his girlfriend yesterday. My friend has been dating a dude for 3 months. They're friends on social media, kind of, but she's not really active on Instagram. She sent his profile to one of our other friends to look at it, and she is more of a digger. Finds out in that little folder you can click on to see the photos that you're tagged in.
Oh, jeez.
He has a fiance. He has a whole other life. A fiance, 3 months. He lives in the burbs. She lives in the city. He works in the city. Everything makes sense. Take the time the next time you go on a date. Find the moment. Look them in the eyes and say, are you in a relationship? I mean, are you married? And you can make it funny or cute, but you need to know.
I think you could even say, are you dating? Are you dating people right now? Because in that way, because if you say, do you have a wife or like, then it sounds like you're a scorned woman that's out here and you might. And then the guy, I'm just being honest from a guy's perspective.
I appreciate that.
If you're like, hey, just curious, are you married? And then you're like, what? What kind of men are you dating? What kind of situations have you been in? And then the guy might think differently about the girl.
Okay.
But if you just say, hey, just to be clear, are you dating anybody else? Are you dating or are you just dating me?
Yeah.
Then that way you don't have to incorporate the fiance, the wife.
What if you say it like cute though? And if you're like, are you married? You know, something like
that. Exactly. That's what I said. Again, from a male's perspective, if you say it like that, I'm going to be like, this chick is crazy.
That's why you get the 2-for-1 gems when you come for Nina at 9:30. We're trying to help you and help me all at the same time. Weekdays, Nina at 9:30 with Gabe and Nina on V96.
Hey guys, that was fun, huh? I'm so glad you joined us, and hopefully you'll keep coming back for more, because we're going to keep giving it to you. And then don't forget, you can always join us live weekday mornings, Gabe and Nina on B96. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.